91X News.
It's 9 degrees with periods of rain and drizzle at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Rachel Stark. In Ontario news, provincial police say a 30-year-old man has died after being hit by a truck. OPP say the accident happened on Monday night near Sudbury. They say a man stepped into the lane of a transport truck heading eastbound on Highway 17 and was hit by the truck's right corner. The man is identified as Chase Reed from Nickel Center. The accident closed parts of Highway 17 for 3 hours while police probed the crash. Toronto's police chiefs say the 27-year-old suspect in a double stabbing at a Canadian Forces recruitment center said, "Allah told me to do this." Chief Mark Saunders has described what happened yesterday, telling reporters that a uniformed master corporal who was posted near the entrance of the center was the first to be attacked. Chief Saunders says there is no indication that suspect Ayanul Hassan Ali was working with any group, although they are still working to put the pieces together. A Toronto man is facing multiple charges after police say he sexually assaulted several women while walking downtown last week. Police say it happened last Thursday evening on University Avenue. 37-year-old Dwayne Brown is charged with 8 counts of sexual assault and 1 of assault. As Ottawa officials review the city's taxi rules, bylaw officers continue to crack down on Uber drivers. Officials say several drivers with the ride-hailing service were ticketed in a weekend blitz. It's not the first time. In August, officers laid 32 charges against alleged Uber drivers. Cities across Canada are grappling with how to deal with the service, which connects users with drivers without taxi licenses. In other news, the Ministry of Labor is investigating after an industrial accident in Mississauga sent a man to a hospital. Police have released few details but say the 56-year-old man is in serious condition. The accident took place yesterday afternoon. Nova Scotia's Justice Minister says her department will not oppose an upcoming constitutional challenge to the Incompetent Persons Act, which governs the rights of people with intellectual disabilities. The challenge, to be launched by the lawyer for 25-year-old Landon Webb, is scheduled to be heard in court next month. Diana Whelan says the move follows a decision to either amend or repeal and replace the law by the spring of 2017. Whelan says it has become clear the current law doesn't take into account that people.
I think our review of the act that we've been doing, you know, since December, since this came to my attention, has really said that we believe we need to make changes.
Whelan says it has become clear the current law doesn't take into account that people have varying abilities to make decisions for themselves and that some are capable of doing so with the right supports in place. Donald Trump is again insisting that he doesn't condone violence at his campaign rallies, and he's now backing away from his earlier suggestion that he may help an older white supporter who was caught punching a young black protester at one of his rallies last week in North Carolina. Trump went on ABC's Good Morning America this morning and denied ever suggesting that he would help pay the man's legal fees. A country once known as Southern Africa's breadbasket now has one of the planet's worst malnutrition rates. UNICEF says Zimbabwe is facing its worst malnutrition rates in 15 years, due partly to drought caused by the El Nino phenomenon. The UN Children's Agency says 33,000 children, most of them only 1 or 2 years old, need urgent treatment for severe acute malnutrition. Police in Berlin suspect a bomb caused the explosion that killed a man who was driving through the German capital this morning.
Looking for clues amid the debris. Cordoned off in the middle of a street, a blown-up vehicle. It exploded during the rush hour. Investigators are trying to determine the dead man's identity, but they confirm that nobody else was injured in the blast, despite the heavy traffic. Police are looking into all possible scenarios, including terrorism and organized crime activity. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A woman out for a hike in Israel's Galilee region has found nearly a 2,000-year-old gold coin. The coin from the year 107 AD bears the image of Roman Emperor Augustus and is believed to be only the second of its kind to have been found. Laura Rimmon says she happened upon this shiny coin upon a recent walk.
picked it up, didn't recognize, thought maybe it's a toy, showed it to a few of the other women that were around, and they said, Laura, you're a millionaire. This is amazing. It's ancient. It's gold. I couldn't really believe that. It just seemed, this is totally crazy.
Israel's Antiques Authority says Raymond will receive a certificate of appreciation for handing over the coin. That's QNET News on 91X at 12:06 p.m. Sports is next.
Here's a great New Year's resolution for you. Take up a martial art, specifically Aikido. It will be a great addition to your goal of making 2016 healthier. Aikido is unique and fun for the whole family. Physically, you'll develop strength, balance, and agility. Mentally, you'll develop focus, persistence, and calmness. Aikido is non-competitive. The philosophy is to help each other to become better. Aikido is a very effective means of self-defense, and it will enhance your life in many other ways. Call 613-395-4747 or online, peacefulwarrior.ca.
Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Stark with QNET Sports. On NHL ice, the New York Islanders have moved within 1 point of the crosstown rival Rangers for second place in the Metropolitan Division. Kyle Clutterbuck scored the tie-breaking goal with 1:39 left to cap a 3-goal third period in the Islanders' 3-2 victory over the Florida Panthers. Kyle Okposo and Josh Bailey scored earlier in the third as the Islanders scored all their goals in a 5.5-minute stretch after trailing 2-0 heading to the final period. Thomas Greiss finished with 23 saves as the Islanders snapped a 2-game skid. In other NHL, the LA Kings blanked the defending Stanley Cup champions in their own building. The Kings blanked the Chicago Blackhawks 5-0 in the 41st shutout for Jonathan Quick, who made 32 saves. Kings captain Dustin Brown scored his first goal in 16 games. Jacob Silverberg scored 3 goals for his first NHL hat trick, leading the Anaheim Ducks to a 7-1 rout of the New Jersey Devils. Michael Frolik had the hat trick, including 2 shorthanded goals, as the Calgary Flames beat the St. Louis Blues 7-4. The Blues lost a chance to move ahead of Dallas into the top spot in the Central Division. They remain tied in points with the Stars, who now have a game in hand. James Neal had his 6th career hat trick, scoring all 3 goals for Nashville Predators in their 3-2 victory over the Edmonton Oilers. Mark Dano had 2 goals and an assist as the Winnipeg Jets beat the Vancouver Canucks 5-2. In NFL news, before a congressional committee, NFL executive Jeff Miller has acknowledged a link between football-related head trauma and the brain disease CTE. It's the first admission by a league official that there is such a relationship. Appearing before a congressional committee, Miller, the NFL's senior vice president for health and safety, was asked about a connection between hits in football and chronic traumatic encephalopathy. His answer was certainly yes. The NFL has not previously linked playing football to CTE directly. In other NFL news, the Chicago Bears retained a pair of tight ends, agreeing to a 2-year contract with Zach Miller and a 1-year deal with Rob Housler. Miller reestablished himself in Chicago last year after injury sidelined him for the 2012, 2013, and 2014 seasons. He played in 15 games while setting career highs with 34 receptions, 439 yards receiving, and a team-leading 5 touchdown passes. Housler was in the final 4 games for Chicago last season and had 3 catches for 27 yards. He has appeared in 65 games with 27 starts over 5 seasons with Arizona, Cleveland, and the Bears. That's all for sports. Send us your team or league scores at our email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the forecast for Belleville. Today, periods of rain ending this afternoon, then cloudy with 40% chance of drizzle and a high of 10. Tonight, cloudy with 40% chance of drizzle, fog patches developing this evening, low plus 5. On Wednesday, cloudy, 40% chance of drizzle in the morning, showers beginning near noon and ending late in the afternoon. At 12:10, it's currently a high of 9 degrees with periods of rain. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Rachel Stark, News on 91X, next at 1 p.m.